Let's go on to discussion of Tom's proposal. And Tom, I have to admit, I haven't had a chance to really read it. I just had a chance to skim your Word doc. It looked like a really excellent discussion of what we should be doing. But maybe other people can weigh in at this point. Or Tom, maybe you can begin by introducing some of the ideas you proposed in there.
May I ask a point of privilege, please? I don't have any documents from Mr. Livingston, so if you can send us something, that would be great.
Mansoor, I'll forward it to you, okay? I'll forward it to you right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would say reply all that I did was a list that I thought was a complete list of the committee, so I apologize if anyone else didn't get it. What I might do is just kind of emphasize a few things that I've heard and like kind of my, rather than trying, than presenting the document itself. And I sent it this afternoon and it just seemed like a good idea to try to summarize everything before the meeting. And it got in a little close. So I don't know if anybody would have had the chance to read it. Just to pick up on some of the ideas I heard in the discussion that just finished, thinking about this is something that I really like strategic planning and want to help as much as I can with this process, and it is kind of an ED function to work on that. So the idea of how do we, Nancy's question about can we get some readings or how do we sort of systematically start to gather information, I think that goes along with Janet's question too. Mansoor asked about the general managers. I think including them is important, and there's group size considerations, and there may be a way. We have a weekly call with the managers. It might be possible to start a parallel kind of process and figure out a way to feed the information back and forth. I really like the range of ideas, including Tony's idea about a decision tree. I think that's, how do we start to work toward to synthesize the ideas? There was the, in the board meeting where we just went around the room, there are a bunch of ideas there too that probably should be included in the mix. What Joseph said about our business practices is, I think, absolutely true. That we have, there's so many things that we're just not that good at. And, that's a matter of discipline and identifying good business practices and a lot of the things that he talked about. I'll come back on my list of things. When Jan talked about the three things that she mentioned that are in my ideas are, first of all, I understand that it costs about $35,000 a year to buy the Nielsen ratings. I think that's a pretty important thing. Right now we're in a place where we don't really know who's listening. We don't really know what's working other than we have some sort of roundabout ways of figuring that out. The idea of using the national scale that's represented in our organization and leaving Pacifica in people's wills. And so if I may, I just go over the, there are seven or eight ideas. One of them has to deal with what we talked about in terms of being an open session, so I'll just leave that for another conversation. But and I mentioned a couple of these already there doesn't appear to me to be agreement in Pacifica on what the mission is, and that may be adding to some of the strife. What I understand, I don't know very much about the factions, but one of the wise pieces of advice I got when I first walked in the door from Maskela was stay away from the factions. I can see the split in the mission. There's probably three parts to it. I went and read the mission. It's long and it's maybe not that helpful. But is Pacifica the voice of the left? Is it the voice of the voiceless? And one of the ideas that Lou Hill, which I think we sort of moved on from, but as somebody said, is really representative of our rich archives, is to be the voice of artists, kind of a salon for the country. Those are three ideas that I can see in the conversations that I've had. So number one is mission. And again, if we can find a way to have a conversation where we get clear about what that is, maybe there's a way to include both of those ideas, then we may get more alignment in the governance area. We've talked about governance. That's the second one. The third one is an idea about whether we can be successful or not. And I've said this in several settings, and you may have all heard me say this, but we are in these incredible places. We're in these incredible cities that are large cities that are economically and from a diversity standpoint, vibrant places. In public radio, one of the things I've heard people say is that across public radio, the number of members is declining, but that's not true in these markets. These places are, they're great places to do business. And the example that I wrote about and the two markets that I know the best, when I finished being a manager in 1997, and right around that time, in New York, the budget of WNYC was about $5 or $6 million. The budget of WBAI was around $3 million. And today, the budget of WBAI is around $2 million. The budget of WNYC is $100 million. In Washington D.C. In 1996, the budget of WAMU is around $6 million. The budget of WPFW is around $1 million. Today, WAMU's budget is around $32 million, and WPFW's budget is around $1 million. And those stations did that when I was managing a station, it always used to annoy me that those stations in particular were not very good radio stations, that they were able to do well just because they were in those markets, and they had to fix both their programming and their business practices to grow the way that they have. And so if Pacifica could just move one-tenth of the way, generate one-tenth more money than we are now, and the distance between these operations. And I know the other markets that we're in, the other cities that we're in are the same. So that's the third idea. The fourth idea is more towards the operations side, but to think about a different model for how membership works. The idea of on-air fundraising was originated in Pacifica by Lou Hill. But still today, Pacific is almost entirely dependent on on-air fundraising, and in a mature public radio station generates about a third of its membership revenue, just the small gifts portion of its revenue from on-air pledge, and the rest is from the other kinds of activities that support that. And I talked some in my piece about in some of our stations we're doing a premium focused approach to pledge, which is really the model of public television now, and it's by offering such a great deal at a high enough price that we can make money, but the two problems with that are that the fundraising is not related to our mission, and the extreme amount of time. A local public radio station believes that you should your average gift should be around $100, and you should not fundraise more than about 20 days a year, and that if we ask for more, that will keep people, it will drive participation down, and if we spend more time on the air, it will drive our audiences down. So that's another idea. Jan mentioned this. As far as I know, again, we don't really have real audience data, but the average age of our audience is probably comparable to a classical music station, which means people that are my age and older. And that in that context, we should be running. We should have a real focus on planned giving. Jan mentioned this, that we should be running spots on the air. We could be running programs, just doing what we're doing now. Another idea that's it's maybe somewhat tangential to this, but in three of our stations, at WBAI, at WPFW, and at KPFT, we dramatically downsized those stations. Now, in two of those three cases, it's helped bring the bring our spending in line with our revenue. And so, you know, both WPFW and WPFW and KPFT are contributing back to the national office, but that kind of deep cutting creates chaos in the organization, and you can see that in all three places, really. When suddenly you had somebody doing one job and somebody else doing another job, and you know, two or three jobs combined into one person, that can cause we can drop major balls, and that's and I believe that's the issue with those stations now. Jan also mentioned the idea of the power of scale, which is that public radio is built out by through Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And we have that potential. And also, I think she said it very well, that while we do some program sharing, it's all very, it's pretty haphazard. And we have good programming now at our stations that we could take better advantage of if we're more systematic in picking things. And it could be that, you know, whether this is true or not, the people at KPFA believe that when we stopped doing our morning national show, what happened for them is that they lost more money. It was cut back for financial reasons. They lost more money in revenue than they cut their expenses. So, you know, having shared programming, perhaps news kind of programming nationally, has a really high potential power of scale. So those are some ideas that pop out for me as I think about Pacifica and strategic planning.
Thank you, Tom.
Janet.
Joseph. I heard Joseph. Janet. Anybody else? Okay, we'll start with Joseph.
Okay, I really like to. What Mansoor said, you know, that the GMs are really important to implementing whatever we do. I just think the ED is the proper person to be speaking and working with the GMs and bringing their ideas to this committee through him. And it also, one of the problems the foundation has is this kind of fiefdom mentality at the station. So I think letting them participate in a more normal way would be healthy for us. So thank you.
Thank you. Janet?
Yeah, so I'm having a very strong reaction to some of the things Tom has talked about. I am concerned, and this probably has to do with your talking about different ideas of what the mission are. The mission is, there are some good things that public radio does, but I do not want to see Pacifica become public radio or NPR light. There's the idea of community radio station versus public radio station. So that's something that has come up a lot in KPFA land. When it comes to the Nielsen ratings, I mean, it's my understanding that they do not even cover some areas of underrepresentative people. I mean, it's only certain areas that are covered by those ratings. So, and what I want to see is an expansion of our membership to underrepresented areas, and have it more, there be more diversity. And so anyway, those are some of my comments.
If I can respond.
Go ahead, Tom.
I would like to make a comment too, Mansoor. Thank you.
Just to speak to what, Janet said, I'm not suggesting anything about Pacifica becoming public radio. I was using those stations as a comparison. I think that the reason that I'm here is for the Pacific mission. I just think that to speak to what I said about mission, I hear a split in the organization about what the mission really is, and that's what I'm talking about. And in terms of the Nielsens, I think that's a fine question to ask and to explore. Where we are now is left with, so having been around this measurement tool, I can talk to you about all the weaknesses. The old way that all of the markets that are being measured are people meter markets, and there's some weaknesses in the, it's not perfect technology, but it is a technology that we can use to actually measure how we're doing. And what we're left with, and I hear it all over the organization, is people debating, kind of based on what they think is in their self-interest about what's successful and what's not.
Okay, Carol?
Yes, I just wanted to reflect a strong opinion from the KPFA community about underwriting and the dangers. And I know you didn't take a position. You talked about options and also what stations are actually doing. And I know some stations do explore, but there is a great we're against the corporate, the danger of corporate interference and control. And so I just wanted that on our record.
If I may interject a thought here, I also don't think that Tom was advocating that Pacifica adopt the model of National Public Radio as such, but that doesn't mean that there aren't things we could learn from the way public radio stations have grown in the last 20 years. And one of the things that I've noticed is that they've taken advantage of diversifying their media content so that they're not only broadcast radio, but they're also web stream. They make a very good use of social media. They've invested a lot of money in websites and podcasts and all this, and that's really something we could learn a few lessons from, I think. And that doesn't mean we have to subscribe to underwriting and any of the other baggage that's associated with public radio. Okay, anybody else?
I've got something I wanted to say additionally. This is Carol, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things that I found when I went to talk to major funders who like KPFA and care about public radio is that I got strong positions that unless the governance were changed, that they simply were not going to put money to support us, because they feel like our governance structure is so chaotic and difficult and fractious and so forth. And so I just wanted to say that.
Mansoor was in stack.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Mansoor. I think I've...
No, don't be sorry. I just want to say hallelujah to you, Carol Davis. We've been saying the same thing, that large donors are not giving us any monies because of the way the governance is running. So hopefully you will be part of the governance committee of PNB so we can move things forward and change the bylaws. This is really what requires all of us saying the same thing, but when it comes to action, we just hold back. So I want to hear and see you participate in that. So a few things. Number one, there are tools out there. So Nielsen's rating, it's a tool. We just don't need to run away from tools. Tools are good. They tell us what we're doing and what we're not doing, and we can determine what tools can do for us. It's not the other way around. Number two, I think we really need to consider the having a streaming of Pacifica in Espanol, because KPFK is the only radio of the five that has Spanish programming. And I think
that's not true.
Go ahead, please.
Spanish programming.
No. Correct me. I'm okay with it.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm saying tell us what other radio stations are actually broadcasting.
WBI broadcast has a Spanish programming. We have a whole block on Sunday afternoons in addition to a number of, I don't think we have anywhere near the number of hours that KPFK has for Spanish language broadcasting, but I do want it on record that we do have Spanish language programming.
Okay, great. I'm happy to hear that.
KTFA has some as well.
Very good.
WFW.
Very good. So, Mr. Livingston, did you hear all that? We all have Spanish programming. We need to have it streaming live for all Pacifica. So my idea was if we produce 4 hours per radio station or 5 hours per radio station and feed it to this live streaming and downloadable, will do great reach out to places that they don't hear anything. So that's another way of raising money. We can, just like Jan said, you know, tag it at the end and the beginning. This is a community radio, and please donate. I forget the rest of my ideas just because now everybody's excited about having a Pacifica in Espanol. That would be wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other comments about this item? If not, then let's go on to the next item, and that's a discussion of Joseph Davis' proposal. Joseph, would you like to summarize what you sent to the committee members previously?
All right. Of course, most of what I was just saying was is how important it is that we work together. I mean, it's like some of the things that Tom spoke of made me a little uncomfortable and changes that I don't know how they're going to affect the foundation. I do agree that the mission is very important, but I think we're all going to be uncomfortable with some proposed changes, but I think we need a whole lot of changes, and we're going to have to kind of get used to that idea. Things I specifically mentioned was bylaw changes to improve the employee performance. Right now, our evaluations are extremely difficult to implement and perform. And if we just started by putting in the bylaws, just the ED and the GM's performance criteria and job descriptions, that would give us a basis for when every LSB wants to do its evaluation. They wouldn't have to kind of figure it out from scratch, because that's what we had to do several years ago at KPFT, and it made the process much more difficult to implement. Also, when we do evaluations, if we put the whole evaluation process into a, okay, let's make it to the benefit of the manager. When we give you this evaluation, we're going to put the GM in the position of saying, I want to cooperate with you. I want to show you what we're doing so that there's now a positive process instead of, well, the GM doesn't want us to know what's going on. And if we create that positive atmosphere, it's going to make it, the GM's going to have good reason to have good performance. It's not going to be about trying to, well, I don't want you to know what I'm doing because you'll tell the P&B on me, and I want to have my own stuff going on here. And that attitude is not serving us well. Something Jan mentioned about how money is not an incentive. And, you know, when I look around KPFT, I certainly see that the passion of our programming comes from these volunteer programmers who come in and they care about labor rights or women's health or local news that's going on. And yeah, you're right, money doesn't affect those people. You couldn't pay them and get them to perform better because they love what they do. But most of our employees, they like Pacifica. They got attracted here. But every one of them tells me, you know, I have to pay my bills. And it's important to them. It's, you know, we're not asking for people to become the best secretary ever, or the best financial person ever, or whatever. We want someone to come in and does competent work, and it's good. It's a good return on our investment, and that's very, you know, there's clear evidence that that works quite well. You know, they may not be. We don't need to have the best general manager on the planet Earth. All we need is someone who's good at doing what they're approaching. Did I run out of time or something? Hello? What's going on?
I don't know. Somebody interrupted.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Okay. So an idea, like I said, the third idea that I'd mentioned in the email was having financial benefits to the employees. That's something we can look at. Do we think that would be a good thing or a bad thing? That's probably more controversial. But clearly we have to be able to evaluate and see that our employees are doing well and giving us good value. One of the big problems that we have, and this is something I've seen for the last 3 years on the KPFT LSB, is people who are in positions on the as delegates, and then they want jobs or they want to use their position to get a program or something like this. So I think in the bylaws we need to create some clear firewalls to say, you know, delegates aren't available, you know, optional for these things. If you want to serve the foundation as a programmer, then do so. If you want to serve it as a delegate and in governance, then do so. But we allow all of these mixed incentives, we're putting ourselves at risk, because of course somebody who thinks that they might be able to use such a position will take advantage of it. It's just human nature, and we have to accept that. So if we put a few firewalls in place, it'll give us a lot better operation. So let me leave that at that, and we'll go from here.
Joseph, just to add to what you said, I have observed firsthand that employees who have not been compensated fairly, say have not received even a cost of living increase in like the last 6 or 8 years, that could be a reason for becoming quite demoralized. Even if people start out with the highest ideals and the highest ambitions, it has a demoralizing effect on employees if they're not being paid properly and that's not, of course, we know that's not necessarily anyone's fault that that happens. We have been suffering through a financial crisis, but it is something we have to address, and we have to recognize that that has an effect on our employees.
Agreed.
Okay. Anybody else?
I would like to add to that, Mansoor.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
All right, thank you, and thank you, Joseph. So one of the practices in restaurant is to, for the tip jar, you don't just tip the person anymore. You're tipping the whole work crew. So instead of, I think what we need to do, if this concept can be considered, is to, at the end of the year, I'm giving a bonus check for employees and the station who have done really better than what the plan was. So in the past, I know GMs were incentivized if they raised more money for the goal. They were given incentives, you know, to the tune of, like, say, $10,000, whatever. But I think incentives and collective incentives might be a way to go, and a good thing for the end of the year to say, you know, you get in $5,000 more for this year that we have raised, let's say, $500,000 more. Okay, so that would be a really good one. At the same time, as I have expressed my thoughts about staff, it's like at KPFK, I expressed it to our GM, that's like, and he's going to evaluate everybody, what it is that they're doing, and sometimes we need to do a reduction, and sometimes we need to increase. But it's just the job description of what it is that we need to do. And it shouldn't be just mandatory to reduce staff or anything. So thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to say on this? Okay, if not, then let's go on to our next item, which was a discussion of working groups. And I think Joseph already alluded to this in his presentation. And I do think this committee is going to need, I don't know how many working groups, or one, two that I can think of to begin with, or a working group that will come up with concrete proposals to address the current financial crisis up from today on to the, say, for the next 3 years. We need such a working group. And that would be my proposal for a working group to begin with. Discussion?
Alex,
and what's
repeat,
the other group?
Would you just repeat what you call
a working group to address the current financial crisis, the near-term financial crisis that we're dealing with, and on the time frame of the next 3 years or so. In other words, it's a short-term and near-term working group. We also could use one for a more long-term discussion. You know.
May I speak? This is Carol on that point.
Yeah, Carol.
I think it would be good to have one of our sessions do that. The whole strategic planning committee do that, and have one session be a confidential session to do that. I think that would be very useful.
Well, we will have sessions to do that, but the purpose of the working group is to actually do some work, to do some research and come up with some very concrete proposals. And those proposals will be presented to the whole committee. They could be an either open or closed session or some combination of the two.
Nancy?
Yes.
And Mansoor.
So could the entire group then feed requests for research on options to do this to the working group? Is that the idea?
I think
the people that got involved in this strategic planning group, everybody wants to be able to, participate in that activity of figuring out how we're going to get out of this financial situation we're in now. Everybody wants to make sure that we've looked at every possible, the easy stuff, the low-hanging fruit right away.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to make sure that we've got everybody on this group is on this group because they want to participate in that. So I don't know, maybe some subset of that group would be good for maybe particular types of proposals, a working group that we're, looking at to address this, like a group to look at loans, a group to look at grants, a group to look at operations that would bring in more revenue or reduce expenses or whatever. Maybe the groups need to be more specific.
Janet, request for information.
Sure, Janet.
So, Alex, the group is now discussing your idea, and what I wanted to know was, is this basically a motion that you're making to form this working group? I think it would be a good idea to do it that way.
We can have a motion. At this point, I'm just trying to get people's reaction. If you think it's a good idea, let's make a motion.
I'll move that idea.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to that?
Sure.
Okay, Mansoor. Okay, I think it's a little bit too early to break this committee apart in subcommittees. I think we still need to hash out exactly what it is that we want to do. I know we all express opinions, this and that, but we haven't written them down. We haven't gone over them yet. So maybe down the road, which means like, say, 2 months down the road from now, that when we come up with a concrete plans to do, then we can break down to that. Because we haven't even spoken about grant writing, reaching out to large donors in our own localities. So I think it might be best to wait.
We're just setting up a working group to explore those. Why do we need 2 months to decide whether we're going to have a working group to explore those? I don't understand.
Because the group hasn't come up with any concrete plans to how to move forward. We're just expressing opinions what we could do. But I would like this group to come up with a plan to say this is what we're going to do.
Okay. I think we should go ahead and form a working group and start doing some work.
Janet, can I?
Janet.
And Carol, I'd like to speak.
Yeah. I mean, the notes that I wrote for what this working group would be for, this is to form a working group to come up with concrete proposals to address the near-term financial crisis on the time frame of 3 years. And as far as I'm concerned, that is really needed for, you know, these concrete proposals are needed to address that. That's like urgent. And how are we going to come up with that? Well, let's meet as a working group, or some of us, whoever wants to work on this, I'm just saying that let's do it. Let's start get working on this.
Carol, I think you had something to say.
My concern is the multiplication of meetings. That's my concern. If we're having a board meeting, a PNB meeting every week, and a strategic planning meeting every week, and we're in other committees, and we have our LSB, and then we have work groups and subcommittees, I'm concerned about that. I mean, maybe if that committee is operating, we won't have all those, you know, maybe we won't meet every week and the PNB won't meet every week. I think that should be a goal, but I'm just concerned about the proliferation of meeting responsibilities.
Well, working groups don't generally have, like, formal meetings. It's just people getting together by phone or by email or something and exchanging ideas.
Tony.
Joseph Lord.
Yeah.
What I was thinking, because I agree with Carol, and in fact Grace Aaron pretty much said the same thing. Sometimes we form so many groups, we keep reinventing the wheel, and then we just keep making more meetings. But I think if we basically, I mean, I would be happy to work on bylaws. I've already put a lot of work into what I think would be good changes to the bylaws. And if we could, and for anyone who out there has a particular thing that you really want to work on, and if we can get maybe three people, and I want to say maybe no more than three because there's 11 of us on this committee, and then we work on some ideas and then try to draft it into something that we could then present to the committee that's kind of a little fleshed out, I think that might be a nice, simple way to approach it without having any extra. But again, we would be the work groups, I guess, so there's three of us. But again, like Alex said, just kind of informally communicate as needed. Thank you.
Right.
Janet, request for information.
Yes, Janet.
Would these working groups or this work, I mean, there is a motion on the floor for this particular working group. Would it be just, would it be closed to members of this committee, or could others from other directors, let's say, be invited to join it?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. I think it should remain within the committee, since I don't know what the point of the committee is otherwise. Go ahead.
No, again, it's the more people we include, the more we slow things down, and I think that's our Achilles heel. So I think it's better if we just develop a little something, give it to the committee, and let the committee decide if it's good to push it up to the P&B. Thank you.
Right.
Tony.
Tony?
I kind of agree with Mansoor and Grace. I think that was Grace that said we're getting into additional meetings and time that we're already stretched for by creating these working groups. So if this could happen without doing that, fine. But I just can't envision it happening. I mean, if we can do this as the committee, as we are now, some kind of way, then that would at least save adding any additional meetings. And I also agree that we should keep this work within the committee, too.
Tony, that was Carol Travis, who you agreed with.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Janet, with the question.
Yes, Janet. Yeah.
So I'm wondering whether there are any members of this committee who would be interested in being part of this working group. I mean, right now, could we? I might be. You know, again, I'm stretched right now, but
Joseph?
I would be interested. So,
may I ask you, personal?
Chair, excuse me, I'm not done.
Yes, sorry.
Chair, would you be willing to sort of poll the group?
Yeah.
May I ask you a question, please? May I have a personal privilege for 1 second?
Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to ask Mr. Livingston, what does he think about this? He has more experience than I.
That's not really a point of personal privilege, please.
Okay. All right. So is that a question? Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if Tom wants to weigh in on this, he's free to weigh in. But let's come
okay.
on.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
Stretch things.
I just wanted to get his opinion. That's all.
Jan Goodman.
Tom, did you want
to?
I'm glad to speak. I'm glad to speak. The idea of having smaller groups work. So this is already a pretty compact group. And I think the way that the group wants to organize its work is totally up to the group. Often in planning processes, the idea of having if we've got 11 people, dividing the work up, it could be a way to make for less work for each individual. So if you had three or four groups that were working on different aspects of the problem, then that could be a good thing. On the other hand, I think given the size of this group, and if we're talking about just a couple of focus areas, then we could do it as a group of the whole.
Okay. I think was that Jan I heard who wanted to speak?
Then Joseph.
It's okay. Never mind.
Okay, Joseph.
Alex, this is Janet. I had asked you to do a poll. Are you going to do that, or
related?
Well, we don't really do polls. We can just have a vote.
Well, no. I what I was asking was, can you ask if any of the people in this committee would be interested in being part of this particular working group? And if nobody wants to be, then it's kind of moot, right?
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Wait, Nancy?
Joseph?
I would like to have a sense of whether or not the group wants to have this group, I guess.
We have a motion on the floor, so, I mean.
Carol would like to speak.
Go ahead, Carol.
I actually thought that this would be the work of the committee. you know, it would be one of the areas of the work of the committee. And in terms of priorities, it seems to me, and which was something that Janet talked about, it seems to me to be a priority right now. And I would imagine that all of us in this group want to be part of it, but that's my imagining.
It could be the work of the committee as a whole, or it could be work that's first done by a working group and presented to a committee. It could be either way. So it depends on how, you know, your preference.
Joseph.
What do you think? Joseph. Yeah, Joseph?
Well, I was saying, since I already put some ideas out, and they're all basically in the realm of working on bylaws to implement some things for us, how many people out there are interested in being part of that? Are there two or three people that would be interested in doing it?
We all are.
Chair, request for information.
Yeah.
Yes. What is your request for information?
Yeah. So it seems to me that what Joseph is talking about is a different thing, I want to ask Joseph if what he's saying would be part of this working group, this particular working group, another working group.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I've already sent out to Masur and Grace Aaron some bylaw proposals and things. I haven't heard back from anybody. So I'm trying to engage people in working on some things, because I can't do it in myself. If I'm not getting any feedback, it's just my ideas, and that's not going to go anywhere. So it would help if I at least had two or three people that could, you know, if I make something that I can send to them, they can make revisions and back to me. We can have a process where we're actually getting things towards a more produced product. Right now I send things out and it goes nowhere. And again, what you're talking about, working groups, let's do some work. Me sending out my ideas and then nobody responding is no work. So there you go.
Okay. Let's do this. Instead of calling it working groups, let's just ask, who on this committee would like to work with Joseph on coming up with proposals for, you know, fixing our bylaws?
That's a governance issue. We have a governance committee, so we're going
these are overlapping functions. This committee could make proposals to the governance committee. There's no reason we can't do that. If we, you know, if there are parts of the bylaws that could directly impact our performance as a business.
I understand. Joseph is part of the governance committee, as I am, so I'm pretty sure we're going to deal with him in that committee.
This is Janet.
Janet?
So the governance committee is not working on strategic planning. This committee is, and whatever bylaws, proposed bylaws amendments that might come out of this committee can be referred to the governance committee, or directly to the PNB. But this committee would be focused on the strategic planning and these issues that relate to, you know, the governance issues that relate to that.
Joseph?
May I speak to that, please, Mansoor?
I think Joseph wanted to say something.
I was just going to, I did think of what you said, Mansoor, but what if we have problems with the governance committee making quorum? And, of course, they may have some other work to deal with. What I wasn't saying, I'm not talking about working on all bylaws. There's just a couple of specific ones about dealing with how we evaluate staff. So we would be focused on bylaw changes specifically for a strategic purpose, not for just general. So that's why I was thinking, and we could operate faster, because we have to go through governance. I'm concerned about how long it'll take. Thank you.
And I will join you in looking at that, Jan.
Me too.
Okay, so you got two volunteers, Joseph.
Mansoor too.
Okay.
And Janet, I'd like to, but I don't know if I have time.
Right now. Carol, I'll send something.
Why don't we do the same thing with my earlier proposal for the working group to deal with the financial crisis of the near term. Who would like to just participate in working out some concrete proposals on that?
Could you repeat that?
I'll be happy to send in something to both committees, but I don't know that I'll be able to be in meetings of them, but I will share some ideas.
I wasn't thinking of scheduling meetings as such. This will be communications through email and calls occasionally. That's it. Yeah, I agree. We have too many meetings.
Maybe just everybody who wants to send something in can do it.
All right.
Janet, with a suggestion?
Yeah.
So maybe this can be done via email. Alex, perhaps you can send out an email to the whole committee with the, it sounds to me like there are two ideas for working groups, yours and Joseph, and to have, ask people if they want to sign up for that. And so then we'd have, that on record and who would be the contact person and all that. That's my suggestion.
Okay.
I have an
good.
Additional suggestion. This is Carol.
Yep.
May I? That you add to that topic programming, because I think the three categories that Tom laid out, which was governance, revenue, although I think that it covers this, the financial situation, and maybe programming would be great.
Okay, I'll send out an email asking who's interested in concentrating their work in one area or another, and then you folks can just sort of get together and take it from there and inform the entire committee of what you're doing.
Tony Pistack.
Tony, yes.
Are we all in agreement that these are the priorities, that these take priority over all the other suggestions that we have put forth? Or because I know everybody's trying to be helpful, Joseph, put forth the bylaws, and you, Alex, finance, and Carol is talking about programming. But are we all in agreement that this is the priority that we want to attack the strategic planning with, starting off?
Nancy, to the stack.
Nancy?
Yeah, I think we are jumping the gun a little bit here. We haven't done any analyses yet, and we haven't, we all know that this is a priority, yes, but we haven't done an analysis of the process of how, is this how we want to do it, and we haven't done an analysis of the organization and, what opportunity, what opportunities there are from the whole group that the smaller groups might want to take and run with.
Well, this is true. We're just having had time to have a preliminary discussion tonight, and we've explored some of the issues. Mm-hmm. Of course, we haven't made any conclusions.
I'm just concerned that if we break up too soon into small groups, I agree that at some point we need probably to break up into small groups. I'm just thinking maybe it's a little too soon to know what those small groups are right now and to and to decide on how to do them. Before we, take some first steps in generally planning what our plan is going to be, I think we'll be more efficient if we can decide, evaluate and then decide where to go from there.
And I think that was my point.
Okay, that sounds reasonable to me.
I have a thought.
Yes, what is it?
I'm not sure it's helpful, but if you send out the email and everybody knows that they should send in what they're thinking to the whole group about one of those subjects, and then we see, we can group what people have on those subjects and see, maybe you as chair could send out a draft agenda based on what came into you about what we might have meet to talk about on one of those subjects at the next meeting.
Okay, I can try to do that. Speaking of which, I don't know, unless there are some strong feelings about this, can we go on and set the date for the next meeting, a future meeting? All right, I'll follow up.
Yeah, I have a motion that we could make as to get an evaluation tool that we can all contribute to help us evaluate where we are and where we want to go first or next, you know, help us evaluate where we are and then what our priorities are and just get started on that. Let's take some proposals for some tools to evaluate that and then decide which one to use and then do it.
Well, I mean, can you put that in writing?
Does that sound reasonable? I mean,
may I speak to that or ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you. So I think we need to stay focused to what this point is. For next 3 years, we need to raise money. And I think we just have the ideas that we just put forward. We need to, number one, write them down. Number two, discuss them a little bit further. And then number three, form subgroups to deal with those. I just don't feel like moving forward and rushing forward is going to save us or help us. We need to take a step back and say, these are the ideas we put forward today. We should meet in about 2 weeks from now, discuss those things, and then come up with a plan to implement them. And once the implementation starts, we don't need to meet every 2 weeks or every week. We can meet once a month or once every 2 months. But the idea is to, like, short-term raising money. I would like to raise $1 million more at KPFK this year alone. That's my goal, okay? So I need to have those ideas that we put forward, discuss them a little bit more, say which ones we want to keep for immediate and which ones we want to keep for the down the road, and implement them and have a conversation with a general manager to say, this is what we discussed. I just don't want to leave the general manager of our radio stations in dark about what we're going to do.
Okay, we have...
Janet to the stack.
We do have a motion on the floor. So let's...
Janet.
Speak to that motion, please, Janet.
Well, first I just wanted to say that this committee does not implement, that's not what we're about. We propose to the PNB to implement. That's what what the definition of this committee was. What I want to ask is, I want to ask Tom if he knows of an evaluation tool. And I think, you know, some of what Mansoor was saying addresses the motion I wrote this down, to get an evaluation tool to figure out where we are and what our priorities are. And I wanted to know from Tom, do you know of such a tool that we could use that would not be expensive. And actually, this committee doesn't have a budget either. Yeah. That's another issue. But,
right. I don't have an idea off the top of my head, but it's something that I can think about and ask some colleagues about. I just have to think about it some. And so I would imagine within a few days I could at least let you know if there's such a thing exists.
This is Carol. Can I say something?
Go ahead, Carol.
I'm really confused, actually, because I thought that the paper that Tom sent out earlier today, that we had discussed kind of at the beginning of the meeting, and maybe Jan, you missed this, but that has these areas that are the three areas that are governance, finance, and programming, are something that we liked and had given us some focus, and that getting all of us to participate as we choose to the whole committee on one or all or two of those subjects, and then giving Alex the authority to see what comes in and structure a meeting gets us there without looking for other tools. Maybe I'm missing something.
I kind of thought something similar.
Didn't agree to that.
Joseph Stack.
Yeah. Joseph?
I'm not trying to be a downer on Mansoor, but I really think that when you think about, I'm just kind of from my point of view on working on bylaws for specific things, you know, I can spend a few hours in the evening drafting up some material that's worth having someone look over it, and then maybe in 2 days they could look over it and send it back, and I don't want to have 2 months between meetings where we're not making any progress. I think, you know, maybe meeting biweekly would be my idea of a reasonable period of time.
Well, that's
got to get work on the go here, and we can't. We're not going to get anything done if we start having 2 months between meetings. And
okay.
I think we should do most of our work probably in the next 4 to 6 months. After that, we've pretty much used up the entire year. So,
exactly. Here's my proposal that we meet the second and fourth Monday of the month. So this is our first meeting. It's the second
Monday
of the month. And we can meet again in 2 weeks. And the reason we're alternate, because I don't want to step on, I think the personnel committee is also meeting Mondays.
Also, the audit committee met tonight, and I'm supposed to be on that also, so we'll have to figure that out. I don't know.
Okay, well, I don't know who got Monday first. I'm sorry about that. But that's my proposal. Can we discuss that? Can we vote on that at least?
Could you say your proposal again, Alex? Sorry, I missed that.
We will meet for now on the second and fourth Monday of the month. We can always change it later, but I'd like to at least plan for the next two or three meetings on that basis.
So moved.
Got a request for information?
Yes.
I'm wondering whether anybody else has any other ideas. I'm not saying I'm against this. I'm just wondering if there's any other alternative ideas.
I'm Jan Goodman here.
Jan.
When you say other alternatives, what do you mean? And
I mean other days, other other frequency.
Oh, I see.
I mean, Monday, from the brief correspondence we had, seemed to be the best days for a lot of people, given all the other meetings and things we have going on. Not to mention that we have to live our lives. So I'm hoping maybe second and fourth Monday will work for most people.
This is Joseph. I do support.
Call the question.
So do I.
Take a vote.
All right. Are there any objections to a meeting second and fourth Monday? Okay. So until further notice, this committee is meeting the second and fourth Monday of the month. I think we're done for tonight's business. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Mr. Chair, Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
We kind of left item 9 working groups hanging there. What I wanted to excuse me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know if we could at least agree to send in or at least have a compilation of all of our proposals and ideas to put in one document for our next meeting.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. We'll try to do that.
Okay,
Chair, point of order.
What's your point of order?
Motion to adjourn is not debatable or discussable.
Well, we weren't debating it. I was just answering a question. Okay. I don't think
Thank
we
you.
Have any objections to adjourning, so the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
This is...